that sound okay? This is Sunday morning, 3:31:24, Easter Sunday. Very thankful for the Lord today. He's brought us to this place. This is the Prophets Uncut, and this is called It's Harvest Time. That sounds good, doesn't it? It's harvest time. All right. Thank you, Lord. You have cast your bread upon the waters for many years, and now you're going to start to see it come back in on every wave. And I'm not talking the world's economic system. We will benefit from that, but this God system I'm talking about here. You will know lack no longer. This is a spiritual law that you set in motion. How do we set that in motion? Well, tithes and offerings, giving. Spiritual law operates just like natural law. Keep calling for what you want, for if you call for the negative, you will receive that also. Call it the way you want it in every area that you see that is in disarray. I call my body into divine order. Finances in the divine order, everything in the divine order. The 17 churches of the Permian Basin into divine order. When you sow to the Spirit, you will reap from the Spirit, for you are a spirit man. For anyone that dares to believe me will not be disappointed. You know, I got to thinking about that. I remember before our mother passed away, didn't even know she was going to at that point, but she was asking me about what death was, and I had a jacket on, and I took it off and threw it on her bed or couch or whatever, and I said, there it is, Mother. There it is. This body that we put so much, we go through so much to tend to it, to see to it, to speak over it, and all this stuff, it's just an old coat that's going to be thrown aside because the real man is on the inside that you cannot see. The hidden man of the heart, or whatever you want to call it, that's Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's eternal. They will just won't even know when the coat falls away. They'll just take the next step and be in eternity, be in the Spirit. For anyone that dares to believe me will not be disappointed. I know that it has tarried and you have waited for it, and it is here. It has taken many years for this time to come for you. A natural farmer understands this, for he with patience waits for the harvest to appear. When it does, he reaps. Natural men can understand this principle, but it seems they fall short when it comes to spiritual things. They want instant gratification. They think, well, if it doesn't happen like that, then it's not worth it. I don't want to wait for that. It is seed time and harvest in the natural, and it is seed time and harvest in the spiritual. So they understand the farmer, but when they come to God, they think, well, I ought to see it just like this. No. Everything I'm going to bring today is going to back off of this about setting a spiritual law in motion that we don't realize when we speak and we decree. We have set something into action if we don't interfere with it. Right? Both these laws work when they're applied. Because of this lack of understanding of my word, men have abandoned it. It doesn't work, they say. Oh, it does, I say, for they are getting a result of what they have been saying. When you put the law of prosperity in motion and you're speaking, I don't have this and I need that, I don't have that, what have you done? You just sent blockades to your blessing, right? God's word never works for me. Ever heard that? The wise man builds his house upon the rock. My word is that rock that the gates of hell will not prevail against. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Whether men believe it or not, it is true nonetheless. Whether my word is sent for, it will do it. Wait a minute. whatever my word is sent for, it will do if men wait for it and not lose heart and faint in their minds. See, because of seed, they forget the time in the harvest. My word, this is from the beginning. He set it in motion after the flood. That's what he told Noah. My word does not return void, but it accomplishes a purpose for which it is sent. When the farmer plants corn, he gets corn, etc. So many think it's just so hard. No, men are working it all the time for good, or all the time for good or for evil. In other words, since you've been born and could talk, you've been sowing seeds and reaping harvest as a result of your seed that you've sown. So get ready, prepare for plenty, change your thinking from fear and lack to faith and provision. Are you expecting a harvest? Are you acting like it? Are you acting like poor old sick broke folks? Speak your faith, not your fear. I've told you that the best is yet to come, and it's even at the door. He's set a door before us that no man can shut, right? All right, you're about to know how it feels to live a totally, now this is the best part, carefree life. You will no longer be tempted to take an evil thought, saying, for there will be no need. You will no longer live in a need-minded state that is consumed with the lack of money and care on every wave. No, you've cast your bread on the waters. It's going to come back in on every wave. Decades of sowing are going to overtake you. The harvest is here. Prepare your mind to receive it. See, the Lord has to enlarge your tent. And this is just an analogy. If you got a beer budget, you can't have champagne yet, okay? I'm not advocating drinking. It's just an analogy. All your seed sowing has come to that place that my prophet Amos proclaimed. Before you can ask, it is already answered. Sowing in the Spirit, reaping in the Spirit. My word does not fall to the ground, and neither will yours. My word is seed. Your word is seed. We're made in His likeness and image, right? A wise man will watch his words carefully, for what is said is seed that brings a harvest. This is how the kingdom of God operates. It will not happen overnight. Men will come out of the care-filled state that they have lived in their entire lives and begin to change their mindset so that they can receive their kingdom benefits. You know, you, however, have already been preparing for years, so your harvest is at the door. You'll be able to receive it because your vessel's prepared for it. You've enlarged your tent. You're making way. Lord says, plenty's coming. We better get out the boards and the nails and the spirit. We better start changing our view, our words, and acting like, well, why are you building that big barn over there? Well, the Lord says the harvest's coming. Well, I don't see nothing. We've had a drought this year. You're a nutball. That's what they said about Noah till it started to rain.